Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome every place I run.
We are, of course, everybody's favorite four lead singer emo band.
Yeah.
My name is Blair Witch Trial.
Hey, what's up? I'm Neil Nocturne.
Hey, it's Carmington Trey.
And Moshe Black. Today I found $3 outside the La Brea Tar Pits.
That's cool.
We, of course, have our band as well. We have And You Shall Know Me by My Trail of Picks. We have Paina Wickens on the Stickens. And we have Scott Passarella, King of Sadness, Sadness of Kings. We like to start all of our shows the same way, as by giving back to our fans. Can we have a hand up of someone who's never seen us before, please? Great. Right. We're very famous, so you who've never seen us before, yeah. What's your favorite one of our songs called?
I hate everything and that's okay.
That's right. Great choice.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, yeah.
That's off the backside of discontented memories from my past window frame.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate
the backside.
I hate everything and that's okay.
That's okay.
Kitchen table. My mom says, have another bite if you're able. I say, oh, you mean you want me to eat this fucking lima bean? I say, no, no, I can't and I won't. And I can't enough believe you put it into my face. And she says, you'll sit here till you eat it. And I looked at my mom and said, I hate everything and it's okay. I hate everything and it's okay. I'm starting with lima beans today. I hate everything.
Thank you. We were in like a really good place when we wrote that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it was like a joyful expression of like that moment where you realize, wait a second, there's actually things I don't like.
Right. Yeah. And it was like we were so used to hating everything and people being like, you must be sad. And we were like,
au contraire.
Actually, it's okay.
Yeah. It's actually okay.
That song is about radical acceptance.
Yes. Thank you.
Of oneself, one's inner child.
Uh-huh. Unlike ourselves and what we can and can't do. For example, Neil's eyes are just bad.
Right.
Right.
And that's a medical term.
Just bad.
I mean, they weren't
that's
bad before.
That's what the doctor told you, right? He said you had bad eyes.
They had bad eyes. But granted, this was doctors I went to subsequent to when I went to a doctor to get my pupils cosmetically dilated.
Right.
So that you could more convincingly play Jack Skellington.
On Hollywood Boulevard? Right.
And I'll say it looked freaking badass.
It looked really good.
Worth his sight.
Yeah. I remember being down there and being like, the people being like, name brand Elmo are phoning it in. And you're doing like an excellent job.
Mm-hmm. Someone's in a third hand Daisy Duck costume.
Right.
I made it so I cannot bear the light of the sun.
Yes. Now here's how you know that this is a real costumer is a lot of if his people can't even see his eyes, he's wearing a mask over it, but he still went the extra mile and dilated
his
eyes.
Yes, my eyes are fully concealed by the mask.
Yes.
It's a question of commitment.
Thank you.
I feel like that's what if I could just like go out, if you'll just like follow me for one second
onto this. Honestly,
take the lead.
Honestly, if I could just like go out on this limb.
Blaze a trail.
Honestly, let's all hold hands so that you know that no matter how far you go out, we'll pull you back.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks. I do feel like that's what's missing right now. It's just like a little bit of commitment, you know? Like a little bit of just like leaning into the kickflip. And just, if I was it's out here on there. This little limb.
Yes.
Just a little limb, just a little limb, just the littlest limb. Just a little limb, just a little limb, just a littlest limb.
We got you.
That tiny branch from the tree, it still can.
Back to the chorus and you can be part of the little walking.
Were you not part of the limb?
No,
you were upstaging me. Were you not
were part of
the limb?
Tree.
No, it's fine because I just thought that maybe the branch would keep going that way. And so I kind of...
That's not how
trees
work.
Here's the thing about limbs. His limbs inevitably come to an end, like most things. And
yeah. But honestly, I would love a redo.
Okay.
You guys okay? You consent? To that?
I'll go from here.
Great. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Just a little limb, just a little limb, just a little limb. Just a little limb, just a little limb, just a little limb. The first bit of growth, the first little bud, the first place it begins.
I missed it.
Moshe!
I missed
what
it.
What the hell?
Just a little limb.
Stop.
Sorry, Carm. I was getting ready for it.
The thing, you were like,
I know,
paying attention to the group.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what happened was I was getting ready for it and I missed it.
Moshe, you had us hire a choreographer for this.
I know, yeah.
We kept saying, we'll just find it. And you were like, I'd like some actionable beats.
We spent multiple weeks in a dance studio facing a mirror.
Absolutely. Dan Brooks, LA Valley College, he's amazing.
He did get a
he's
shout
supportive.
Out there.
Just a quick, if Dan Brooks is here, just want to say,
shout
you're
out
amazing.
Dan.
You
shout
make
out
us believe in ourselves when we don't believe in ourselves. Thank you, Dan Brooks.
Do you want to do your bit by yourself?
I would actually love that.
Okay.
Do you need like the whole space or?
I would love the whole space.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. You got this. You got this.
Clap, sure.
That looked really good.
It was too much. It was too much.
I loved it.
It was too much. Sorry, Dan. Sorry about that, Dan.
No, and it's okay. Well, you'll find it.
Hey, without a doubt.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Hey.
I really like when we wrote that song because like we were all sort of stargazing.
Yes.
And then we were like, okay, we already have six songs that heavily feature stars as metaphors.
Right. Yeah.
And then we were like, well, hold on, how many of these are planes?
How many of these are planes? How many of these are satellites? How many of these are planets?
What are planets?
Radio beacons.
Sure.
Sure.
That's an entire album, if you will remember that.
And then we had that fun pneumatic to remember.
Yeah.
If yellow it R, it is a star.
Yeah.
If it's red in your brain, it is a plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then we were like, but if it's also red, it could be Mars instead. Right.
Yeah. If it looms and glowers, it's a radio tower.
Right. If it's a moving light, it's a satellite.
If it's flappy and absurd and
it's
close, it's
a bird.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's holding up a phone, you know, it's that phone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of
makes
Blair,
it easy to remember. That's how mnemonics work.
I'm sorry, yeah. Speaking of phone, Blair, I've got to ask, did she call back? Everyone,
whoa.
Blair's seeing someone.
Whoa.
Blair, sorry, did she?
Whoa.
Did she call back?
Did she call back? Did your wife call back?
No.
Did your wife call?
Did your wife call back?
Blair?
What?
It's weird that you say I'm seeing someone.
Well, you are. I mean, like,
That's good advice. Continue to date your spouse.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, like but every night you're not seeing her literally every day, Blair? You're seeing her.
I do,
and that's why it's not weird that she doesn't call me back ever.
Well, okay, sure. Sure.
That's sort of how I feel like part of the way we keep our relationship, fresh is the wrong word, but it's like exciting. It's like, we're married, but will they, won't they?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Will I call them that? Like, people are like, you gotta find someone who won't play games with you. And we're like, no, nothing.
Yeah.
X
yeah.
game.
Right.
Yeah. X games all the time.
Games only.
Games drama only.
Like, but extreme games. Snowboard games.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. BMX games.
Tony Hawk games.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you don't want an X, play X games. Yeah.
Will they, won't they? Did they already? Have they maybe for a while? Does she like him? Does she hate him? Does she notice when he smiles? Are they married in the courthouse? Did they stand before a judge? When he pushes, when he falls down, who will give them all the shove? If you want to be forever, take forever cut in half. When they're joking, never laugh.
We're really...
The Olympics did not want that theme song.
They tried, yeah.
They didn't want it.
Well, and so the X Games, you know, we're like, right. Hey, we're taking love to the extreme.
Yes.
We tried to... Also, then we were like, Surge, would you like this as a jingle?
Yeah.
We were like, surely Surge will buy it.
We were like, Baja Blast, would you like this as a...
Yeah, Riptide Rush, you want some of this?
Riptide Rush, you want some of this?
Game Fuel, any takers?
Code Red.
Code Red.
Code Red is apparently doing just fine.
Code Red is doing just fine.
Damn, hey, Neil, I'm sorry, I can't help but notice that that's a deep, deep V.
That's a deep, deep V.
Yeah.
That's deep.
This is one of my, this is one of my, I did some R&D. These are the deep, deep Vs for double D, deep, deep V.
For those of you who are newer fans who got brought by a trusted friend, Neil had a failed venture where he tried to sell deep, deep Vs for your double Ds.
DeepDeepVs.com.
DeepDeepVs.com. Deep, deep Ds for your double Ds. Long story short, Pete Snee really screwed me on the back end.
Yes. And totally.
Honestly.
Pete Snee MD.
Pete Snee MD, co-C. EO of deep double Ds.
Yeah.
Honestly, as I'm looking at this...
Good R&D on that deep, deep V.
Thank you. Honestly, if I have to be honest with myself about this deep, deep V, honestly, could be deeper.
Yeah.
But we talked about that. We were like, at what point does it become just an open blouse?
Yeah. Somewhere around this area, it just becomes fully billowy. I think I dare to tread close to the navel. And
yeah, I think that's amazing.
That's like, what's more dangerous than the surface of the sun, and it's the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Yes. Right. So a lot of people have compared me to Icarus of deep Vs.
I compare you to like Icarus, but if Icarus swam. Like
right.
Yeah.
If
like you imagine a reverse waves, Icarus. Made like a scuba.
Yeah. If a reverse Daedalus made a scuba suit for his son.
Stop.
Yeah?
You always do, and it's fine, because you're very smart, but who is the other person you said?
Y'all know Icarus, right?
Yeah, we know Icarus.
Y'all know Icarus, right?
Y'all know Icarus, right?
We know Icarus.
Well, let me break this down for you. You gotta do the knowledge.
With the ball of string. Yeah, my man
sun. Subterranean, maze to roam. But Daedalus still needed to get into the zone. Went down below, but he had to try to find a way to go up into a sky. Yes, the sky he was gonna attack. His father's heart he intended to bring, but maybe he forgot the most valuable lesson around, that the sun's super hot, that wax it melts, and what goes up always comes down. So Icarus flew far as could be, and then melted and tumbled into that crystal sea. And only one guy survived from that family tree. Oh, a paterfamilias staring out at the sea. Back up, strong, stalwart, and proud. You would need a master builder from Greece, yeah, to cast aside tragedy and put his heart more at peace.
More at peace.
To pick himself up off the ground and make it real. Put wings on his heart, not wings made of wax, but metaphorical wings of steel. Daedalus.
Now that, of course, that was the abridged version of that song. The actual version is an hour and 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Shout out if you were there for the performance.
Right.
Yeah, that was a sick night.
We got exhausted.
It was like, if I'm going to teach this story, I'm going to teach all sort of relevant deviating branches of the story.
Yeah, I'm full of digression. I had just read Edith Hamilton's Mythology and I was cooking.
Well, that was the summer that we formed the band. We were all fresh out of freshman year.
Yeah,
all we all had, in one pocket, Catcher in the Rye, in the other, a thick tome from Edith.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Thick classicist tome.
Our jeans were busting out. I cannot tell you, this is not a pocket book.
Yeah.
This is about 1,200 pages.
Yeah.
We look like freaking idiots.
Wait, is that why that's called that?
What's up?
A pocket book?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Blair.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sick. You know, I like to think that Icarus didn't fail; he succeeded.
Whoa!
I don't.
You know,
I don't.
We only make advances, right?
When we
try. You see the limits.
When we try.
Yes.
When we try.
You know something? I can't kind of think everything is a win. If you kind of just like see it in the right light, right?
What? No.
Yeah.
No. Seriously. Everything is a right. I mean.
But Moshe, come on, man.
But Moshe, think for 2 seconds about what you just said. No.
Yeah. Moshe, take a hot second and just wake up, man.
Okay, sorry.
Not everything can be a win.
No. Everything can be a win. Actually, if you just try.
I'll buy it.
Like our song, you guys, Just Try.
Yeah, we love that song.
Yeah, we love it. It's not
everyone's.
It's the song that you wrote, and we were all like, yeah, we love this.
Yeah, we're on board. We'll support this choice.
We love it.
Yeah, totally.
Just performing in a mirror.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Just, are you okay?
Yeah, no, his pedal board has, you know those things that make a heart?
Yeah.
Well, they don't make the heart, but it like tells you that the heart is beating.
Yeah.
The cardiography.
Yeah. Are you jamming too hard?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Let's take it down. That jam was way too hard.
Do you want to take it down, Moshe?
Yeah, thank you.
Just do the final.
Well, no, but real quick, I'm realizing because we're used to seeing the mirror, but if like they're watching it, then
we spelled try the wrong way.
Wrong place. Yeah. I got to
go. That's sorry, Dan. See that? Sorry, Dan.
That's how mirrors work.
All right, let's go. Yeah.
All you've got to do is try.
A totally positive attitude.
R, really, 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 really do it.
Why don't you give it a try?
Branch, it's a limb. Branch, we're walking on a limb.
Just try.
All you got to do is try. You'll get that choreography.
way, dog. I'm proud of you. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
I remember the choreography now. Dan said, yeah. Miss it and come back.
We have time for a couple more. I do feel like we should slow it down for 1 second. Not for any reason.
If we keep jamming.
Okay? Not for any reason. This is the set list that was planned, and I'm not being reactive to anything that's happening.
But if you one is sweating.
Okay?
Yeah. No one is sweating.
If you know our sets, though, you know that, like, they are only one genre ever, except when they're not.
Right.
That's right.
We're an emo band until that's not convenient.
Until
we take don't
a
like
hard left turn.
That's right.
Yeah.
So until
we should,
styles
we should
change.
Take it way down.
Yeah, take, let's take it way down, if only because we're making a real French braid of these mic cords.
Which reminds me, like, braids are for everyone, right?
Yeah. And
they'll tell you you can't, but you can.
And also, like, reminds me of, like, when we also met right after sophomore year and we were all taking French.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And we were all sitting on we had that picnic.
Yeah.
We were all taking French.
We were all taking French.
Yeah. We were all enjoying and we would be La Baguette.
We were all like, je m'appelle Monsieur Blair, and we will be friends forever.
Le Cat Noir is over there. I brought these to share. It's a bunch of eclairs.
And I hope that someone comes and joins us today. Hopefully they'll RSVP, respondez s'il vous plaît.
Ménage à quatre,
ménage à quatre.
That's what we need. Look at us like we're walking on the sand. Beautiful place could be painted by Monet.
Oh, look up in the sky. It's a beautiful cloud, like a delicacy, like a little French fry.
And this is so beautiful a day I can't find any flaw.
No,
as day turns to night. This one.
We have so many fruits, I do not even understand. There's a palm and there's a yellow one, which we all know is la banane.
Ménage à
quatre. One more than ménage à trois.
Ménage à quatre. Sitting here. Maybe one more than three will come and be the best. So why don't you come and join us? Be our guest.
Be our guest.
Be our guest. Put our service to the test.
Tie a napkin round your neck, Sherry.
Mars instead.
And if it's flappy and absurd, it might be a bird.
And if it glooms so far ago, might be a tower, le radio. Sitting here so calm, three becomes four with the addition of un homme.
Menage. Cattle.
We love that because it's an accurate origin story. That's because right. The first year of the band, Every Place I Cry, it was the three of us and our biology teacher, Mr. Pence.
Yeah.
And then you
He changed our lives.
And then you joined when you transferred schools.
That's
when
right.
you transferred
that's
in from Rancho Cucamonga, that's when we actually
that's
met
right.
Moshe.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
wow.
yeah, like we bonded over our love of music and the way that he would just break down biology in a way that we understood. Yeah.
He was like, polymers? That's a chain of monomers. And I was like,
my favorite yes. one that he had was amino acids are the building blocks of protein, and we're all protein here because we were teens.
Yeah.
yeah. And he was looking at me like, hey, you seem to have built up walls around yourself, Neil, much like the animal cell has a lipid bilayer of fats.
Right, that's right.
He really spoke to us on our level.
Totally. Yeah. I remember, like, for me, he was like, you know the Simpsons showrunner Al Jean? Well, that's kind of like Al G. I was like, okay, cool, now I understand.
You weren't there.
What's that?
You weren't there.
This was outside of school.
Okay.
That's how you know he's a teacher.
Wait, that's crazy. Outside that school. Reminds me of a song, Teacher Outside of School.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh my gosh, do you see him?
Whoa!
Whoa!
What a weird new context!
Are they walking around in regular clothes?
Once again, very famous. Can I get a hand up of someone who knows who we are deeply but has never, ever seen this show before? Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. What's your favorite one of our songs? Haven't been to one before, but it's now this one.
Whoa. Great. Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
For a second, I was worried it was going to be one of our other songs about Greek mythology.
No.
Haven't been to one before, but it's now this one. Off of our album, The Mirror and The Reflection.
Yeah. The Mirror and The Reflection, often the same.
Oh. I'm just a little Jewish boy, just turned 13. People coming in the doors now, you all know just what I mean. A bar mitzvah and a Catholic girl, she walks up to the gate. She says,
haven't been to this one before, but now I think it's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Now it's this one.
Just go.
I can't believe we left without doing the song that you all came to hear.
Yeah.
This one is called All of the Whales.
We kept you waiting.
For a very short period of time.
All of the whales have gone away.
Nobody knows when they'll return.
But all of the whales have gone away.
Oh dear God, when, oh, will we learn?
What did we do to make